Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Thursday, March 11th. The grains closed mixed, with May corn up 4.5 cents at 538.5, May wheat down a dime at 642.5, and May beans up 3.75 cents at 1413.5. When the export figures came out at 7:30 this morning, the markets, corn and beans anyway, rallied. I'm not sure why. There was a sale of 90,000 metric tons of beans to China, but, you know, it's a drop in the bucket here. There were no cancellations, really, which I think may have spurred the market a little bit. There's been talk of some cancellations out there. But wheat was under the gun all day today. The Egyptians took 360,000 metric tons of Romanian wheat, and they took it $10 a ton under where they bought it last time. So obviously there's just, you know, very little demand for the wheat out here, and there seems to be plenty of wheat around the world to be able to sell it to whoever wants it. And with the dollar relatively strong out here, keeps the U.S. out of the business. So the wheat was under pressure from that all day. My guess is the funds are probably now short or close to it out here. Corn and beans a little bit better here today. The beans opened up strong, moved higher in the first few minutes, and then broke the better part of 13 cents. The corn broke about 3 or 4 cents off the highs. Really kind of a nothing day out here. I don't see anything particularly friendly. The better weather in Argentina. Now, they took some of the rain out, but it looks like in the next 6 to 10 days, they're going to get some pretty good rains. CONAB raised their corn and bean estimates, like we talked about this morning. Bean at 135.1, corn at 108. You know, relatively large numbers. So, again, I just don't see anything that friendly out here. Bull markets need, you know, fresh news to keep going. The one thing that was bullish out here was the bean oil. It made a new contract high and high close, up 110 ticks at 54.61. Interesting, the high was 55 cents even money. 55 is an important Fibonacci number. We'll see if that holds or not. But, you know, without this bean oil, you know, we're crushing the beans. You get the meal, you got the oil. They got a home for the oil, but they got very little home for the meal. And with African swine fever still floating around and maybe getting worse in China, as evidenced by the hog prices here today, one's got to really wonder, you know, where are we going to go with this meal? That's about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-GT Edge.